Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
That's what I was doing. I was doing finger guns in the air, and I was just, you know, they were going off willy-nilly.
Are you saying we're going to have a rootin' tootin' good time today?
You bet your patootin'.
Pew, 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 but you, pew, what's pew. Funny is, were you making sounds? Our headphones were on. I couldn't tell.
No.
I thought it was,
why would I make it? They were silent. They were silent.
Why are they silent pistols?
I don't know.
No, it's.
They are radio silence because I had a silencer on them. I was shooting in the air willy nilly. But I was like a spy.
Why would you waste bullets with a silencer?
I don't know. Why do I do the things that I do? Don't question it,
just
man.
Just accept.
Just enjoy finger guns in the air. Pew, 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 pew. It's Friday. Pew, pew, pew,
I was, and I did. And I thank you for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're welcome. No, yeah.
Why were you thanking me?
I don't know.
Are you thanking me for my thank you? That's lovely.
I thank you for your thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
I am
for
nothing
my
if
thank
not
you.
Polite. This is the Midwest, you know.
Tis.
Polite matters.
Yes. We're all giddy. We're getting ready for that big wedding show coming up on Sunday, and Celebration Expo.
It's so fun because we are going to be helping people plan their big days. There's a lot of festivities, you know, like it's like the party before the party here.
Yes.
As we get ready to host everybody this Sunday.
At some time today, not that I want you drifting away from your radio, but this morning we'll be on Iowa News Now. We did a fun little recording yesterday to kind of go over the big wedding show and Celebration Expo.
That we did.
Yes.
That we did.
So they didn't tell us when it was going to be on, but we presume it's this morning.
Or midday, I don't know.
It's sometime today.
Sometime today. Yeah. But we're super excited. We can't wait to see everybody's smiling faces on Sunday. If you've got a wedding coming up in the future, if you've got a big retirement party, birthday party, whatever your celebration is, we're here for you.
Did you look at the list that included the companies highlighted who are going to have food samples? I have that at my desk.
Wait, there's a list that just highlights the food?
Uh-huh.
Free samples.
Yes.
Free samples.
That's how, I'm like, oh.
That's how Danson Eric Hansen shops.
Well, no, that's how we need to escort our guests in. We're like, oh, thank you for coming. By the way, please visit bleh, for free cake, free food, whatever.
The
right?
Last several years, it's been like, cake's on the left, you know, or like, well, wine on the right.
Drop your coat for the wedding show, fashion show.
Yep.
And then here are the, like, hit these first.
Yeah, you and I.
And then work your way back around.
In a panic to get these people some refreshments. In a panic.
If I could have a day where I have wedding cake every day, that would be the best life.
I agree.
In fact, maybe that should be on my vision board.
Actually, yes.
Wedding
Let's
cake
put that on
every
our
day.
2024, wedding cake every day.
Buttercream, which is my jam. Mm. You're more of a whip topping.
I love that whippy stuff.
That's crazy
so
that
good.
We're so alike and yet so different.
And so fundamentally different.
Fundamentally different when it comes to cake toppings.
I'll eat some buttercream.
What
Don't
is your go-to cake flavor? I do enjoy a good champagne.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. I mean,
traditional
like
white or almond is good too.
That's nice. But I like to be experimenting.
Yeah.
That's why I love this because you get to sample things that maybe you wouldn't normally order just off a menu.
Could you imagine what it was like that first wedding show someone had, guess what? We have like caramel bacon cake.
Yeah. Because
that was never a thing.
No.
And now, or maple.
Maple bacon,
that's
yeah.
it. Yeah. And now it's like standard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a very popular flavor.
I don't know
flavor.
What the fun new flavors are.
We're going to find out. I've seen like there's been pistachio.
I was just going to say pistachio's having a moment.
Yes. So we'll see what the hot new flavors are. I can't wait. I can't wait to try it.
Doors at 1 o'clock. Big fashion show at 3:30. Everything you need to know plus a ticket to get in. It is free, but we need a head count. Bestdayia.com. We'll be looking our Sunday best on Sunday and we'll see you on Sunday.
Sunday. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Danson Eric Hansen.
Yes.
You, big Disney fan.
Yes.
And I think this most recent visit, you guys went to Epcot. And didn't you say that you drank around the world?
It is 100% not Disney sanctioned, but is 100% done by everybody who goes. Each country in the World Showcase certainly features a local beverage.
Yeah.
And it has become kind of a tradition to either start in Mexico or Canada and drink your way around the Epcot World Showcase.
The whole, like,
it's 11 countries.
Okay. 11 different drinks.
By the way, mission accomplished.
You did it.
We did it.
Yes.
We had a big group and we all did it.
Everybody managed to get it done. Did you know that you're now eligible to be a part of the Disney Date Drinkers Club?
No, I didn't know there was a club.
There's an official club.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to sign you up. I want you to get signed up. It's a group on Facebook. It's called D3 for short.
Okay.
Disney Date Drinkers Club. D3.
Love it.
The unofficial mascot for the Disney Date Drinkers Club is Benny.
Is Benny the drunk rabbit from the Mad Hatter?
No.
That's who I put there.
No.
Who's Benny?
Benny is a trash can. It used to be right outside of a pub in England.
Yeah.
The Rose and Crown.
I've been there.
Yes. And it used to always be there. And when the drinkers of around the world would come, they would always take a picture with
Benny. That was the meeting spot.
Yes. And if you got a picture with Benny, it's like, oh.
I didn't know. I thought I knew so many of like the little subcultures.
Yeah.
Didn't have a clue
this
existed.
You had no idea about this?
None.
Okay. Well, you need to, A, join the club. Educate yourself on the culture.
Yes.
And then get mad because Benny has been moved.
Where's Benny now?
Moved to a different location. It was always in front of the Rose and Crown, but last September it got moved across the street to stop people from taking photos and blocking the entrance
to the Rose and Crown.
Yes.
I will tell you this. I won't be able to investigate that location until 2025. As people may or may not know, I'm currently serving a Disney ban. I'm not allowed to.
He's serving his time right now.
I'm allowed to talk about it, explore it, look at it on the internet, but I am not allowed to fly to Florida or California.
There's no booking.
Anywhere this
anywhere.
Year.
Anywhere.
That has Disney in the title.
Not Japan. You're not going anywhere,
China,
Buster.
No. Disney Cruise Line.
No.
Good luck. No.
No.
Hawaii.
No.
No. So I guess my Disney jollies through the old drinking group.
Get your Disney jollies.
Where else can I get my Disney jollies? Through the drinking group.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, we're becoming the same person because we're dressing similarly.
Mm-hmm.
We also have made plans. Not only are we spending all day Sunday together, we're also having a little bit of an outing tonight. I just love our together time.
I missed you for a week. I gotta get my fill of clarity.
I know. Just can't get enough.
No. I will now fill in the blank as to what we'll be doing. We are getting a little bit of a sneak peek into Pickle Palace.
We're going in.
We're going in. By invitation. We're not even sneaking in. We've been asked to visit.
This has held so much mystery for me. I would really like to learn more about pickleball because it seems to be the buzz.
It is the buzz for sure.
Everybody's talking about it.
And this is the awesome week where I got to go to Big Grove Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday. What day say?
Friday. Oh,
Tuesday.
Friday.
I got to go Tuesday.
Okay.
I got to help somebody plan a Disney trip Tuesday. And then I parked pretty close to Pickle Palace. And like, I'm trying to look in the window to see there are people in there. I'm like, how'd you get in? That's like Willy Wonka's factory right now. Right? Nobody knows what goes on inside Pickle Palace.
Nobody knows.
And I, too, am very intrigued by the sport that is pickleball.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never played it. I don't know how. But it seems like it's a very fun time.
Well, as think back to your Sesame Street days, a lot of learning as a child, you learn maybe faster or you retain it better with music.
Oh, yeah. That always helps.
I found a song to help us better understand pickleball.
You did?
Yeah, let me introduce you to this thing called pickleball, where you use these paddles and an oversized wiffle ball. If you've never played, you think that pickleball's despicable. Once you start playing, it is highly enjoyable. I just hit the winner, okay, time for a confessional. I am really good at this, I could be a professional. I'ma bring a tribe, I guess our highlights are phenomenal. I bet we look just like Federer and Rafael Nadal. Yeah, nothing beats pickleball. I'm sick of all the sports where you gotta throw or kick a ball. There are lots of rules and at first they're inexplicable, but there's always someone there who really likes to list them all. In this case, it's my wife. Yeah, she used to be chill, but to her, pickleball's now a really big deal. If you play against us, yeah, you better watch out, because if we win a point, we're gonna shout, come on!
Pickleball,
yeah, we should join a team.
Pickleball, yeah,
4-inch inseam.
Pickleball, yeah,
she's consistent as hell. Like Michelle Esquivel.
All right, we got to get outfits.
Outfits?
Yeah.
If there's outfits, I'm in.
We got to learn the terminology. We got to learn the scoring. It sounds like you shout at some point during pickleball.
I love this.
This is what tonight's going to be about. We're going to get the inside scoop of Pickle Palace, and we're going to learn all about the sport that is pickleball.
We will absorb as much as we can.
Yes, pickleball absorption.
Fully absorbing the pickle.
Tonight. This will be a good time.
I hope so. We're going to learn, and then we're going to teach the world.
What?
Don't you think? No?
I just wanted to learn for a... Hold, what?
No, I...
You want to teach the world pickleball? Okay! Authorities saying a 17-year-old student with a shotgun and a handgun opening fire at a small-town Iowa high school in Perry, killing a sixth grader and wounding five others. Authorities say one of the wounded was a school administrator, and the suspect was found dead with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. A communication went out to parents, teachers, and staff in Cedar Rapids following that shooting. In it, the local district notes its ongoing partnership with the Cedar Rapids Police Department, also encouraging all students, staff, and the community to speak up if they see or hear something that could cause harm. If you Google Safe and Sound Iowa, it'll take you to an anonymous reporting website run by the Iowa Department of Public Safety. Cedar Rapids also recently hiring a safe and secure learning environment coordinator and will be reviewing an emergency management tool at their next board meeting coming up in a few days. Sports shots! Iowa star defensive back and return specialist Cooper DeJean declared for the draft yesterday. The 2023 unanimous All-American projected to be a first-round pick, right now ranked as the 22nd best player coming out of college going into the NFL.
Wow.
During his time at Iowa, DeJean posted 120 tackles, 13 pass breakups, 7 interceptions, 3 touchdowns on defense. He also added 426 return yards and a touchdown. I'd say 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
It wasn't a fair catch.
To be fair.
As a returner on special teams, we wish Cooper DeJean all the best. What's got us feeling all right as we're buzzing this morning? The Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival has officially unveiled the look of their Freedom Festival button for 2024. The winning design, created by a gentleman named Dan Schuster, a local freelance designer from Cedar Rapids. The design, very vibrant in color, symbolic. It includes a kind of an outline of the Veterans Memorial Building. Also, I like how I think it's the words Freedom Festival look like those lights they've had the last couple years, those white letters that have light bulbs in them. You've seen Dan's work before. He's done logos for Indian Creek Nature Center as well as Nubo City Market. Dan will now be the Grand Marshal for the 2024 Freedom Festival
Parade.
Way
to go, Dan.
The Freedom Festival is scheduled to take place June 14th through July the 4th, and the button has been determined by a lot of people's votes. That was the one I voted for as well.
I like that one too.
Brand new button design unveiled just yesterday with the Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Okay, last night was a big celebration, a golden celebration, as the Golden Bachelor stars Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist tied the knot during a live TV ceremony. And then it's party time because they had like almost all the stars from past seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Oh, they did?
In attendance, yeah. Lots of people. Caitlin Bristow was there. Adam Wells. Trista Sutter. Charity Lawson was there. There was an engagement after the ceremony as well. So, yeah, it was a really big deal. Jerry and Teresa bonded over their grief. They both lost their high school sweethearts, who were their spouses. And they never stopped believing in love, though. Jerry said that when you get older, your priorities tend to gravitate to what's going to be fun rather than, you know, what's going to work. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about that. That's where they're at right now. And Teresa agrees. She said, we just know that we want to enjoy life and we want to enjoy life together, spend every single second together. So it's just kind of like, you know, never stop believing. Yeah, Jerry. Yeah.
So weird. The song started before he finished talking.
I know. It's like they knew it was coming.
Crazy. Good for them.
It's a TV wedding, Eric.
It's all scripted, but it's a real wedding.
It's a real wedding. They're hitched. Speaking of TV, as we know, the big game is just around the corner. Sunday, February 11th, 2024. It's practically here.
Team A versus Team B, because we don't know the teams yet.
We don't know the teams, but it is important. We know that the day is going to come, and we need to be ready for the big game, especially if you're a business who has shelled out a lot of dough to have a commercial during the big game. We do know looks like one company getting ready, prepping some sort of ad with a major celebrity. Ben Affleck has been spotted filming a commercial where he's trying to balance a huge order of Dunkin'.
He's back doing the Dunkin' thing.
He is.
I guess he never really left.
He never really left. Yeah, he did it last year as well. He's wearing a t-shirt that says Day Ones, and then there's a picture of the younger versions of himself and Matt Damon. Sources say that TikTok star Charli D'Amelio is part of that shoot as well, but we did not actually spot her. I think that they're going to do something based off a thing that happened in real life, in Ben's real life. He accidentally dropped his Dunkin' order in front of his home in L.A. He was trying to balance things and dropped the whole thing. I'm guessing they're going to spoof off of that.
I wanted a little Goodwill Hunting.
Maybe they'll wrap something in. We don't exactly know. It's just like this.
You like donuts? How do you like them donuts?
Huh?
See?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That's cool. That's very cool. Very cool.
Thanks.
And then I got to tell you about Halle Berry's Instagram
yes.
photo. Okay. Halle Berry, 57 years old, but still gorgeous.
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous. One of the sexiest women alive. And she, you know, she can show off if she wants to. Her Instagram, she posted one of those photos. Definitely a thirst trap. She has been spending some time in Saudi Arabia, so I'm guessing that that's where this was taken. It's a huge rock formation, and there's definitely sand everywhere. She's wearing, I don't know, lingerie or maybe
bikini, a cover-up.
Something. And she is just kind of sitting in the shade of the rock formation, and she posted it, couldn't hide these rocks, with a smiley face emoji. But people don't know if she's referring to the rocks that she's sitting on or what appears to be two large piles of doo-doo.
No.
By her feet.
What? Animal? Waste?
Don't know.
Human?
Don't know.
Waste?
Don't know. It's a like gorgeous, like white sandy beach, big rock formation, Halle Berry. Like it's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Is that duty?
Is that poo?
Is that poo-poo?
Is that poo-poo?
What's by her foot? Oh, Hallie, move your foot.
Is she on a dog walking trail?
I don't know. I want to give her a little plastic baggie. Like, oh, pick that up. I
don't know. And carry it for the next half mile because that's how it works.
Does anybody have like an unused plastic bag? Give Hallie a plastic bag.
If you turn it inside out, then it can also become a glove.
You don't want to have to touch it, Halle Berry. I don't know what it is, but it definitely doesn't look appealing. Maybe just a little edit there. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
On this first week of the year 2024, Friday, January the 5th, as we broadcast, as we always do, from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level, look it up. Latitude 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. If you don't believe me.
Did you get sassy on Nerd News?
I got nerd sassy.
Wow.
24 degrees, minus 4 degrees Celsius.
And you
right
can take
now.
That to the bank.
As we get you into nerd news, first story, a 13-year-old Oklahoma teen just did something no human has ever done before. He got to the end of Tetris.
Oh, I was thinking it was the Nutcracker Ballet. Of course, this is Tetris.
This is the music while you're playing Tetris.
It is.
Tetris whiz and YouTuber Willis Gibson managed to reach the legendary, it's known as the kill screen, level 157. The game crashes if you get there because it doesn't continue. It just stops.
Really?
And the kid got there. Only before that moment, AI-assisted tools were helping other players get there, but he did it on his own.
Willis!
Gibson's been competing in Tetris tournaments since 2021, placed third last year in the Classic Tetris World Championship. But I think he's the winner of all of them. He just beat the game.
Wow.
Congratulations, dude.
Are his fingers okay?
I would hope so. I always get caught up on that game by waiting for that long 4-block one.
Yep.
That's the one that gets me every time.
Every time.
Yep. Okay. If you are looking for some indoor activity this winter time, especially if it's the snow that's coming, and you happen to enjoy the Starburst candy, known better as Starburst Fruit Chews. This story is for you. A South Carolina woman earned a Guinness World Record. She spent 4 years folding Starburst candy wrappers into the world's longest candy wrapper chain.
Really?
Unfold the candy wrapper.
How do you do that?
I looked it up and I didn't. I meant to look it up. I didn't. I'm guessing she makes it into a, you know, almost a square.
Yeah.
And then gets the next piece and makes it into a square and gets the next piece. She's making a chain out of Starburst candy wrappers.
Wow.
This all started, her name's Elizabeth Allen. She was sitting in class one day at Furman University, and for some reason, Starbursts were part of whatever they were doing in class today. The professor is handing out candy to the students. She eats a few, she takes the wrappers, she starts making a chain. She continues to do that every day in class. Her fellow students then start to bring her more and more Starburst so she can complete the chain. She eventually goes on to become an elementary teacher. She's using Starburst in her class to give to her students, requiring them to carefully unpeel it and give it back to her. So that's how she's collecting all of these Starburst wrappers.
Okay, I was going to say, how is she eating all the candy?
She's also eating all of the candy. What I don't have is how high her blood sugar went up.
Yeah!
She finished the chain using 10,000 wrappers. She said her efforts became more difficult because at some point it got so heavy the chain couldn't support itself. So she would carry it around in a plastic tub wherever she was to continue working on the chain until she could get it to a point that the Guinness people could vote on it.
Well, how, and is she done, right?
Like, she's done.
She could continue if she wanted to.
Why not?
If somebody came at her, you know, like, keep the old chain standing by.
If you've hit the record now, why not just add a few? I would think at this point, after 4 years, she is sick of that artificial cherry, artificial lemon.
I don't want to eat
strawberry
Starburst anymore.
Orange flavors.
Yeah, she's moved on.
I would hope so. But good for her.
Yeah.
World record. Gave her something to do.
What?
Gave her something to
do. Gave her something to do. Hey, got to keep idle hands, right?
What do you want to do? How about this? Hey, thanks for giving me something to do.
Thank you.
Okay. A scientific program in Australia used to create anti-venom for spider bites just got their biggest quote-unquote donation ever. The world's largest funnel web spider was just donated to this program. The spider's name is Hercules. To give you an idea of how big he is, look at my fist.
Yeah?
He's at least 3 inches, if not a little bit longer. And I just measured my fist online and that right at about halfway between my third knuckle and my pinky knuckle, that's how big he is.
Uh-huh.
Add the legs after that. That's just the torso.
That's just the body of the spider?
The spider found and donated by a private individual, which also means that person had to capture it, was...
This is like arachnophobia.
Crazy. It was located on Australia's North South Wales Central Coast. The name of that is Australia's North South Wales Central Coast? That's very confusing.
Uh-huh.
Measuring over 3 inches, Hercules is now the biggest known male funnel web spider, taking over in size over a former spider they had called Colossus. The venom of this spider kills a person in 15 minutes. The park in Australia relies on people to donate spiders that they catch so they can, using their term, milk the venom from them. Send it to a lab to create a serum because there are so many spider bites. It's kind of like when you need blood in case of a traffic accident.
Yeah.
Spider bites in Australia, very common.
It's a
they
big
need
thing.
The anti-venom to put in as soon as possible.
But something about the phrase milking the spider.
The venom creates enough anti-venom from one spider to save about 300 lives a year.
Well, that's amazing.
Milking spider
Stop saying
fangs.
It.
There are 35 types of funnel web spider species, and they are one of the deadliest on Earth. Since this program started in 1981, since they started milking spider
Stop
fangs.
Saying it.
There have not been any reported deaths from this spider because thanks to spider milking,
no.
They have enough anti-venom.
Don't want it. Hercules. Thank you, Hercules.
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 Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
It's all about positivity headed into 2024, and we're going to do it with our vision boards.
Precisely. We're going to remind ourselves by having a visual reminder of what we want to achieve in this coming year.
In front of us are stacks of clippings from magazines we finally procured.
Whew.
Also, thanks to all the donations. You say magazine, we need them, and people drop them off at your radio station.
They do. It was so nice to get all of those magazines. We each took a little bit of time going through, finding a few things. Now, I feel like I'm by no means, like, finished.
Oh, I got a ways to go.
Clipping, but I did find a couple of things that I was like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's intriguing. That's exciting for me.
Let's go around the room. Producer Ben included. Morning, Ben.
Morning.
Hey, Ben.
Everybody grab their first clipping. Hold it close to your heart.
Like, to my heart.
To your heart. All right. Are you ready to turn and we could all just guess what we have?
All right.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, turn it. Whoa.
Claire's, I know yours is very clear. Those are macaroons.
Yes. It's little cookies.
So I want to guess. Are you wanting to learn how to make macaroons or do you just want to eat a lot of macaroons?
Well, a good way to eat a lot of macaroons is to make them.
You're going to learn to make macaroons?
Or do you just want to bake more in general than you are?
Oh, good point. It could be more conceptual.
No, I really do love macaroons. I have never made one. I've heard it's very hard. But I think as a goal of something I would like to do is to be able to make these little suckers.
Perfect.
I would like to make...
They look pretty.
They're so pretty, you guys. It's a whole page.
I look forward to you looking forward to making them so I can look forward to eating them.
But here's the deal. If I make them and they're very hard to do, I don't want you to eat them in one bite. Okay?
No,
can we make a deal now?
I'll savor them. Yes, we'll make a deal.
Savor my little cookies.
Little cookies to be savored. Okay. Who do you want to go next?
I think I completely understand yours, Eric.
Yes.
It is... is that a pickleball?
It is a pickleball.
It is a pickleball.
This is legit. This is literally something I want to learn how to do this year. I want to learn how to play pickleball.
Legit, you do.
This is the fastest growing sport in the United States. We have one court system open now. The city is open some. We get this new pickle palace opening up. This is something I want to learn how to do. I want to learn how to play pickleball.
You're going to be the pickle guy.
I'm going to be the pickle guy. That's going to be
my goal.
Ironically,
hates pickles.
I do not like to eat the pickles, but I can't wait to try pickleball. So, yes, you nailed it. Pickleball is on my vision board 2024.
Now, producer Ben, your clipping says,
make a clean getaway,
which is very concerning to me.
Now, it looks like it's from an ad from iFlyCID.
Oh!
Hold on a second. Have you ever been on an airplane before?
I have.
Okay.
Not very much.
It's not that. I was thinking maybe it's his first flight ever.
You're going to learn how to fly that airplane.
Or you take pilot lessons.
That would be fun, but way too scary.
Okay. Way too scary.
Okay.
But we're supposed to face a fear according to
what
Brittany sent us. Make a clean getaway also sounds like you're going to rob a bank. Is that?
It does.
It really does, and it scared me.
Am I right?
Or also, is this
no,
how you announce
right.
You're leaving us? What?
Or is this have something to do with taking a trip?
I want to travel more in 2024.
Travel more in 2024.
Travel.
Make a clean getaway.
Make a clean getaway. Okay.
Grab photo number two.
Okay.
Oh, yours is small.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Producer Ben, are you ready? One, two, three. Turn around.
What in the world? Why? I don't understand you guys at all.
What? Mine says decisions. And yours says quit waffling. Claire, we basically have the same thing.
What?
Make better decisions. Just make decisions. Is that what we're both saying right now?
I think so.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. I wanted just to have something that reminded me of your...
waffles?
New Year's...
Oh.
Waffles. And your New Year's resolution for me was to quit saying I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to waffle anymore.
Decisions. We do a lot of planning.
Yeah.
And we do a... bad job of implementing.
Yeah.
Our idea board, we need to go back to and just implement. And then on top of that, in my own life, Shannon and I have a few things that we've just been kind of kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, like let's get it done.
Adulty things.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
Just do it.
Decisions. Okay.
Manifest this.
I stay on decisions way too long.
Well, hopefully we'll inspire you. All right. You just put up a full plate of food.
Doesn't that look so good?
You got a whole chicken. Is that a Cornish game hen? Or is it a whole chicken and a lot of potatoes?
Is it next to Brussels? Are those Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts with bacon?
So that's a tiny bird if those Brussels sprouts are real size.
It looks like a small bird.
All right.
Ben wants to eat a pigeon. In 2024. Roast a pigeon.
Roast, capture, kill, defeather, and roast a pigeon.
He's on.
You're close.
I know a couple places downtown where they poop on my car. I will drive you there right now and we can start your manifest.
What do you mean we're close?
Well, I mean, there's a bird on there. You got that right.
What does it mean?
Do you want to make Thanksgiving dinner? Is
no.
that it? No.
I just want to start eating a little bit healthier. I'm like a...
Starting with pigeon?
And you gotta start with small game hens.
I think those are pretty fatty.
Yeah. Have you ever had Brussels sprouts?
I think I have once.
You think you have?
I think I've tried them.
Benjamin.
Here's what I'm seeing, though. I think he wants, like, a more balanced plate.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that fair?
A more balanced diet than just including eating, like, pizza rolls out of the freezer pigeons. When I'm hungry.
Fatty pigeons. Mashed potatoes with a boatload of butter.
Brussels sprouts.
Bacon and Brussels sprouts.
And pigeon. That's very healthy.
Yes. Yes,
I do not want any feathers with my pigeon.
No feathers.
But, yeah. You know what? He's fine.
You think
so? We can
so?
Bulk him up a little bit. I think
okay.
He'll be fine.
I can't wait to see our third photos. All right, you ready?
I think you're really going to like it.
Okay. One, two, three. Flip it over.
Ben keeps forgetting to keep it hidden.
Oh.
Ben wants to be Shawn Mendes.
That's who that is?
Is that Shawn Mendes?
That is Shawn Mendes.
God, do you want those abs? My God, man.
That'd be nice.
It's running?
Running?
Are you going to take up running?
I need to try exercising more. In 2024.
Oh, I was thinking maybe just take the Eric Hansen life and go shirtless all the time. That's what I was hoping for.
Well, that can be one of the goals.
It's very comfortable around the house.
Shirtless in 2024.
Shirtless in 2024.
Okay. Good deal. What do you have there? Pie?
Yes. Do you see the pie?
Save room for pie.
Right.
Do you also want to get into a pie eating contest?
No.
And take me on?
No.
Bring it on, mister.
Stop.
Oh,
talk to me.
You want to eat less food and more dessert.
That was good.
That's a great idea.
That is great.
No. You guess again. This is like A to D on the conceptual scale. It's not what you think it is.
You want
to
learn how to make a homemade pie crust?
I've already made pie. No. I've never made a pie crust. Ben in the back.
You want to get pied in the face?
No. This one's hard.
I want to do that. Give me yours. I want to do that.
What is the common food served on Ragbri?
Pie.
Oh.
I want to get back. We've got two bicycles in our garage that haven't seen the light of day for 2 years.
So you stole a picture about pie.
This is going to drive me to get back on a bike, maybe consider going on Ragbri, so then I could go get pie in small towns across eastern Iowa.
Instead of finding a picture of cut Shawn Mendes on a bike, you found a picture of pie. We'll bike for pie.
Well, yes.
Okay.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Do you want to do 1 day of Ragbri or the whole thing?
I think looking at me right now.
1 day.
An hour. And then after that, a day. And then after, I don't think it's going to be this year, but this is the year to consider it. So pie, well, I'm manifesting. What?
Manifest it.
I'm manifesting pie.
We have to dream big, people, and that's why I am holding a picture of NSYNC.
What are you going to manifest with NSYNC?
NSYNC again. I want the band to get back together, and they can't do it unless I give them my full support. So in 2024, I am going to focus on my goal of reuniting one of my favorite bands.
Are you going
to
start by writing them all personal letters?
I think that's a good goal.
That's a good place to start.
What if you send them all a gift basket each?
Just like we did for Metallica?
Oh, Ben, see? Yes. I didn't even think of that.
5 bags of Sturzing is a good place to start.
And that bag of potato chips will bring a band together.
5 bags of Sturzings. A big old glob of mashed potatoes with butter.
Yes.
Some Brussels sprouts.
With bacon.
With bacon. And Ben's home-cooked pigeon.
If that doesn't bring a boy band together, I don't know what will.
Guys, Ben's home-cooked pigeons.
Yeah.
It's so good. You want more? You can have more than one. They're tiny.
Producer Ben's home-cooked pigeons.
I can't wait to see our final products for our vision boards.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic. Oh, this is good, everybody.
I can see 2024 already.
Tastes like pigeon.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.